Sadie Shaw.
Here.
Alex Jimenez.
Here.
Maureen Lueck.
Here.
Ann Trumbull.
Here.
Mel Dominguez.
Present.
Kenna Smith.
Here.
Roberta Celicao.
Here.
Felix Lawrence.
Here.
Robert Clark.
Here.
Nancy Fung. James Jim Glock. Ann Curtin. Annie Curtin. Janet Fisher. Emily Tate.
Here.
Lucia Lagarda.
Here.
Eduardo Guerrero. Michelle Roche. There's 11, so we'll need one more to for the artist roster, but we can start. Did I say Nancy? Oh yeah. Nancy Gould, Nancy Fung? Did I skip you?
No, I'm just a visitor.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's Jim, okay. I'm just making sure I'm not getting other people's, sometimes we write different names on our, okay, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's 12 folks, and who just signed in right now? I just saw them. Jim. Jim, I'm clocking you in as present. Thank you for joining us.
I'm sorry, I'm a little late. Boy, traffic around the U of A with school getting out is terrible. Tomorrow's the last day of finals, so I get my neighborhood back. Yay!
Yay! And Janet is joining us. So once I get Janet's presence known, Madam Chair, you'll be able to take it on. I keep wanting to, I should say, Chair. Humanist, Richard Alex. Janet, you came in just in time for roll call. Janet Fisher, would you like to state that you are here? Janet Fisher, you joined just in time for roll call. Do you wanna say that you're here? Even though I see you for the record. She may not hear us. I think it's okay, right? We can move forward.
We do want to make sure that her audio is working, that she can hear the meeting.
Great. Hi, Janet, can you hear us? I think the floor is yours, Alex. We have a quorum.
Okay, great, awesome, thanks. So we have a quorum for all the voted action items too? Cool. Okay, so our first agenda item is a Pledge of Allegiance. What are we doing with that? I think I missed that conversation because I joined our meeting late.
Yes, Chair Alex, good point. We received a request from the county boards and commissions representatives in the clerk's office to include it as part of the agenda, as that is the protocol for county boards and commissions.
Oh, so I have to lead us through the Pledge of Allegiance?
That appears to be the case, yes.
So we don't, that makes me feel uncomfortable.
You could opt out personally for personal reasons.
Okay, well.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, as chairperson, if I opt out, who will lead the Pledge of Allegiance? Should I just?
There are no, maybe you can, this is new territory for us too. We just heard about it. So it may be a moment of silence for the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know if that's an option or not, or if somebody wants to volunteer to lead it, that's definitely an option. And we will get more clarification on this. This is something new we learned.
Yeah, that's old school. I guess it makes sense because it's the county. but yeah, I think that us as a committee should be able to exercise our own feelings on it. So if anyone feels the desire to lead us in it, please go ahead. I will not be saying anything. And I guess we can give it a moment of silence if no one wants to do that. Then
that sounds great, Alex.
Great. So in I will start a minute now. Okay, thank you, everyone. We will move on to the next agenda item, which is welcome. So welcome. And then the chairperson's report. I don't have anything extra to add today. Yeah, so let's move on to our next item, which is the Arts Foundation Executive Director's Report. Take it away, Adriana.
Thank you so much, Chair Jimenez. I have no new updates today, and I defer to the great agenda that has been organized by the chair and co-chair. I really appreciate everyone's presence here today so that we can move forward with the important business that we have at hand. Appreciate you so much. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Adriana. So we are going to move into approving our minutes from the last meeting. And just as a reminder, even if you weren't there, you had access to review the meeting notes. So an abstention is not recommended. Everyone should actively vote a yay or nay because we can all read the minutes. So I would entertain a motion to approve.
Robert Clark, I move to
read. This is Jim Gloss.
Accept the minutes as provided.
I will second that. So Robert Clark moves, Jim Gloss seconds.
Thank you. All in favor of approving our meeting minutes from April 13th? We do a roll call vote, right?
Yes, I do roll calls. Thank you so much. I will go ahead and get started with this. Thank you, Robert and Jim, for the motions. Sadie Shaw.
Aye.
Alex Jimenez.
Aye.
Maureen Lueck.
Approve.
Ann Trumbull.
Approve.
Mel Dominguez.
Approve.
Kenna Smith.
Approve.
Felix Lawrence.
Approved.
Roberta Zelikow.
Approve.
Robert Clark.
Aye.
Nancy James Jim Clark.
Approved.
Janet Fisher.
Approve.
Emily Tate.
Approve.
Lucia Lagarda.
Approve.
Thank you. The motion is approved.
Great. Thanks everyone for participating. So the next agenda item is artist roster new applicant approval. And we have enough people. So I believe Sadie will lead us through that because conflict of interest, correct? So I have to just not participate in this next part.
Yeah, and I think we, thank you, Alex. I think we have received also clarity around this item that you don't need to remove yourself. You can still be present, but obviously just not voting. May I proceed? I can go ahead and, I can share my screen if helpful, but so essentially we are revisiting this item. As you all have become quite familiar with it over the last few months now. So we would like, now that we officially have quorum, that is with anybody who has to sit out for the items, like Alex, for example, being an applicant herself, that we still remain a quorum. So thank you everybody for showing up today so that we can make moves on this agenda item. So, the same applicants who you have reviewed and that Wilwin and I walked through individually, and you all actually already voted in that past meeting, but because we didn't have quorum, so it's the same group of folks. We wanted to take a formal vote today on those additions to the artist roster. And we would do that through roll call. If there's any discussions or concerns that anybody wants to talk about or ask about any of the additions, I can also pull up a list of their names as a refresher if it's helpful. Otherwise, we will go into a vote.
Woods, Jim Glock has his hand up.
Thank you, sure.
Thank you. There is one applicant that I would like to abstain on. And that's Michael Schwartz.
Okay.
I don't know how I do that. If we were going to do the roster as a whole, or are we going to do the roster individually?
We would do like a roll call vote for folks to approve the full list, but it is an all or nothing. So if there's one individual from this list that folks have concerns about, it can be, they are individual votes admitting them onto the roster.
So may I recommend that a motion be made to accept the roster with the exception of Michael B. Schwartz, and that his acceptance be handled on a separate vote.
And what's the reason for that?
It's
Chair. I thought
we already approved him.
Felix, as a point of clarification, the previous votes that have been submitted for the artist roster were not able to be recorded because there was not a full quorum.
Oh, okay.
Including Chair Jimenez. As a point of procedure, we can go ahead and vote on each artist individually. And we can go through that process fairly quickly, or Chair Jimenez, if you would like to take Jim Clark's recommendation, that is also a possibility.
May I speak?
Of course. I'm sorry, I keep referring to Chair Jimenez, and I do apologize. I should be referring to co-chair Sadie Shaw. My apologies.
If I may explain my request, Mr. Schwartz has threatened to sue the Warehouse Arts Management Organization, of which I am president, over anti-Semitic conduct on behalf of the nonprofit I'm a president of. And I don't believe it'd be appropriate for me to either support nor deny his participation in this particular activity.
I appreciate your expression of a conflict of interest. Thank you so much. Co-Chair Shad?
Yeah, I think I'm okay with his motion, and if it was accepted, I could second it, if that's what we're looking for. I think Felix has his hand raised.
Yeah, what about general criteria? Is there any reason we would ever reject anybody from this list? What is the sense of this committee? Do we have any criteria we would want to apply generally to people who are requesting to be on this list?
I think there is criteria, Felix, and if you wanna, we can pull up all the images. Woods, did you wanna explain the criteria again to the group?
Sure, absolutely. So the artist roster is admitting applicants to the artist roster the artist roster is for artists that they have a standard of performance in which they are pre-vetted to be able to have the confidence to be able to be assigned to or to be commissioned on a project that is under 50,000K. So, have to have a level of merit the artist roster is a resource that we turn to for small budget projects for folks who are doing projects or for small budget projects, be able to turn to that and say, this is a list of artists that we would recommend. That have high quality work, but that it is also, it strikes a balance with also being an opportunity for emerging artists because it's specifically for smaller budget projects. So the folks on the artist roster can be arranged, but essentially all strike a balance in potentially being an emerging artist, but do hit standard qualifications for being able to perform on a smaller budget project.
And the vetting you're talking about is what we're doing right now.
Yes, so correct.
Is there any geographic restriction? Like, do they have to be local artists or they can be from anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we did do, so I think you may not have been present since you are a newer member, Mr. Lawrence, that the remainder of the group were able to review these more thoroughly, and I just want to assure you of that. But I'm happy to pull up, take time to pull up anyone's application as well. Today for anybody who wasn't present for that, but I think the majority of the group here was.
I was right there.
Robert Clark, I have a question.
Uh, please go ahead. Any
question?
This list only permits the members on this list to compete for a particular project. Is that correct?
The members on this list have applied within the last year to be added to the roster. So it's not specific to a project right now. They're just applying to be added to the roster. And then once they're on the roster, they could potentially be contacted by a smaller budget project and asked to interview.
So basically it's the right to compete for projects, locally.
You are correct.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawrence, did you still want to see the criteria? We have the criteria that has been previously shared. I think you were muted.
Sorry, I was in the audience that day. I wasn't on the committee yet, but I remember what was presented and I don't need to see it again. That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Are there other committee members that would like to see the criteria again or the images of the artists that are being proposed for the artist roster?
This is Maureen. Can I make a motion to accept the artists that are on the artist roster presented today? And then if we get a second, there can be some discussion.
Robert Clark, I'll second.
I believe Jim wants to exclude Michael Schwartz from the consent of all of the people, and then we could vote separately on Michael so he can abstain. Is that correct, Jim? I think your motion might be still on the floor too.
Yeah, I was gonna note that, but we'll leave it up to the maker of the current motion. If it goes as stands, I'll abstain for the whole group.
Well, I don't think, was it seconded yet, Maureen? Because if no one seconded, then we could finish.
I believe it was seconded.
Seconded. I'll make a new motion to accept all of them except for Michael Schwartz, which still needs to be voted on.
Well, I'll most second that.
All right. I'm not an expert in Robert's rules, but I think
I believe the second to Maureen's first motion was Robert, and that Robert would need to accept the amendment to her motion. And if he so does, then we're good.
So accepted.
Okay. Should we do a roll call vote then for the motion?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do, at this moment, I'm doing a roll call for all of the presented artist roster candidates with the exception of Michael Schwartz, who will be vetted in a second vote. And Woods, if you wanna share the list just on the screen share while I call, that would be great. Thank you. Co-chair Sadie Shaw, how do you vote?
Aye.
Member Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Thank you. Ann Trumbull?
Approve.
Mel Dominguez?
Approve.
Kenneth Smith?
Approve.
Felix Lawrence?
Approve.
Roberta Selecao?
Approve.
Robert Clark?
Approved.
Let's see here. Jim Glock.
Approved.
Janet Fisher.
Approved.
Emily Tate.
Approve.
Lucia Lagarda.
Approve.
Thank you. Co-Chair Shaw, we now need a motion for the second vote, or do you think the first one covered it?
I think the first one did not cover Michael, so we can, does anyone want to entertain a motion to accept Michael Schwartz's application for the artist roster?
Yes, I do.
Okay, do I have a second? And then we can discuss.
We have I'm on this item. We have someone.
I'll second that, it's Roberta.
Okay, any discussion?
I have a quick question, Co-Chair Shaw and Ariana and Janae. Do we have quorum officially for this separate?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, I'm not seeing any discussion. Can we do a roll call vote, please?
Absolutely, thank you. Co-Chair Sadie Shaw?
Accept or approve.
Maureen Lueck?
Approve.
Ann Trumbull?
Approve.
Mel Dominguez?
Approve.
Kenneth Smith?
Approve.
Felix Lawrence?
Approve.
Roberta Selicao?
Approve.
Robert Clark?
Approve.
Annie Curtin? Oh, sorry. Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Emily Lily Tate?
Approve.
Lucia Lagarda?
Approve.
Thank you. And for the record, Alex Jimenez and Jim Glock abstained from voting on this particular artist and roster. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So that is the end of this item. And I'll pass it along back to who's next? Let's see. Yeah. Woods, I believe. Alex, Chair Alex. I'm not sure who takes the next agenda item.
Yeah, it looks like it's Art in Your Park, Ward 1 Artist Selection Concurrence Approval being led by Wilwin.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. You all hear me okay? The microphone. This other microphone is not working very well.
Yes.
Great. Good afternoon. I prepared a little presentation with the concurrence material in a form that works a little bit easier for Zoom. So I'll share my screen now. Like to present the artist team selected by the Public Art Project panel for the Art in Your Park Board 1 project, Paloma Jacqueline and Carlos Venezuela. They'll be creating artworks for the Kennedy Park Northwest Picnic Area and Sports Field Zone Improvements, and also the new Barrio Park, Barrio Nopal Park, that'll have basketball courts, the skate plaza, and a splash pad. The combined artist budget is $45,941 and will be split among the two parks. The artists will work with the panel with input from the community to determine the size, scale, and budget for each park in distinct different neighborhoods. Paloma graduated from the U of A and studied ceramics at Pima Community College, focusing on hand building, wheel throwing, and sculpture. She is an instructor at the Randolph Potter Studio and has made multiple ceramic public works in Tucson. Carlos is a ceramic and glass public artist. He's been practicing for 30 years with his works featured around the country, with many located here in Southern Arizona. He teaches community-based classes on how to create murals with students in South Tucson and Pascal Yaqui Reservation. Community engagement is at the core of both of their practices. They create space for community members of all ages to share stories and collaborate. They connect with neighborhood centers, libraries, local schools to gain a holistic understanding of communities that they work in. And by connecting youth and elders, they create a safe space to share generational stories and collaborate artistically. Here's some of examples of their work. Their experience in different materials that are durable and long-lasting. The work on the top right is part of Stone Avenue mural project that was created in 2001 and just last year was restored by the original artist in 2001, including Paloma. And as much of their work is in Southern Arizona, they understand how to create work that can withstand the harsh weather conditions of the Sonoran Desert. In this case, the artist cannot commit to this project. The panel has selected an alternate team. Loma into it. And that's Rachel Slick and Timothy Chirac. They were the second choice of the panel, and their recommendation is alternate artist team. They're also local. That team is committed to art that reflects the culture of the neighborhood and represents the community's members within it. And here's some examples. There we go. So these are samples from throughout the country and also here in Tucson. As you can see, they work in an entirely different medium. That's largely steel-based structures. And if you'd like to learn more about these artists or the project itself, you can refer to the official concurrence letter that was sent to the committee earlier this week. You can also reach out to me. I'd love to tell you more about it. Thanks so much for your time. Chair Jimenez, you have the floor again.
Hey, thank you, Lewin, for that. Our next item is panelist input from PAC-D. It's an announcement by Woods and Lewin.
We need to vote.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I guess we need to, I'll entertain a motion to approve the artist selected as well as their alternates.
Lily Tate, I'll second.
Well, I don't think anyone made a motion first. Someone has to make a motion. I can't make the motions. Right? I'm pretty sure I can.
Yeah, right. I will motion we vote on the artist as proposed.
Who was that, Emily?
Yes.
Thank you.
I will second. And Jim Glock.
Thank you. Wonderful. Let's start the vote. The vote for the record is to approve the panel recommended artists and alternates for Art in Your Park Ward 1. Is that correct, Wilwin? Wonderful.
Yes.
Sadie, really appreciate it. Thank you. Co-chair Sadie Shaw?
Approve.
Thank you. Chair Jimenez?
Approve.
Thank you. Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Thank you. Ann Trumbull?
Approve.
Thank you. Mel Dominguez?
Approve.
Thank you. Kenneth Smith?
Approve.
Thank you. Felix Lawrence?
Approve.
Thank you. Roberta Salakau?
Approve.
Thank you. Robert Clark?
Approve.
Thank you. Jim Glock? You seconded it, so. Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Emily Tate made the motion, so approve. And Lucia Lagarda?
Approve.
Wonderful, unanimous vote with all present.
Excellent, thank you everyone. So now at, I'll give it over to Woods and Lewin again for the intake form.
Thank you so much. Close to our last item from Lewin and I today, Lewin and I wanted to share about projects that are upcoming that we are in the process of seeking panelists for. I'm going to share one with you and then Will Winner is going to share a few with you as well. The current project, and I'll share my screen, the current project that you all may have seen is live right now with the Pima County Office of the Medical Examiner. Is a call that's currently live. And so we are in the process of assembling the panel and wanted to reach out to PACD, as you know, as this is a county project in District 2, that we always need at least two members of that panel, artists or arts professionals, with input from PACD. So always eager if folks have suggestions. We're super excited about this project in particular for a unique intersection that this project has with social justice issues and the arts. So really pouring a lot of focus into assembling a panel thoughtfully with that representation for this project. So definitely seeking nominations for anyone that folks might know, particularly who for serving on the panel that might have that intersection of interest as somebody who may be an artist and or live in District 2. But in addition to these unique kind of stakeholder groups of somebody who maybe has been doing border work, working in search and rescue, humanitarian aid, murdered and missing Indigenous women, overdose harm reduction work. There's lots of realms of social justice that are highly, unfortunately, overlapping with all that is involved at the Medical Examiner's Office and the sensitive issues there. And so definitely seeking nominations for any thoughts that folks might have for a panelist who might be well represented at the table on such a unique project. So I wanted to share that. And again, it's county and District 2. The link to the form to make a nomination is included in our minutes and will also be included, on the agenda and will be on the minutes. And I'm happy to put it in the chat as well. Unless there's any questions on that project in particular, thank you, Lowen. I can pass it over to Lowen. Cool, thank you.
Jim
Glock. Is participation on the panel virtual or in person?
It'll all be virtual at this point. Yeah, thank you.
I also have a county project that requires PACD input. It's for the Sarita bus stop project, District 2. The call just completed, so we're assembling the panel. It's for a new school bus turnaround in the Vail District. So schools, youth-oriented folks would be recommended to be on this panel. So if you know any of those folks, please follow the link in the chat. And other than that, I have three city projects coming up in Ward 4, Ward 1, and Ward 5. There's a Valencia to Colb to Houghton, where they're widening Valencia Road from a 2-to-6 lane. And there's gonna be artwork along the side of it. It's Ward 4. The Grant Underpass is part of the URPP, I don't know if I did that right, RTA project, which is gonna span from Ward 1 to Ward 3. There's gonna be a road additions to Grant, and then they're gonna build two pedestrian bridges. They don't know exactly where the art is yet, but I'm thinking probably on the bridge. So representation from Ward 1 and 3 would be great for that project. And the last one is our next park in your park, which is Ward 5, where Gunny Park is going to have some renovations and Santa Rita Park is going to have renovation. We're starting that one next month. So if anyone wants to be on that panel or recommend, let us know, or go ahead and follow the link in the chat. Thank you.
A point of clarification, Wilwin. So that intake form is just general for all of the panels. So I had just opened it up. Is there a specific way to recommend someone for a specific panel on that form?
Yeah, there should be.
Yeah, one of the drop-down questions.
Yeah, project interest to drop down. So yeah, you can enter your information and then nominate the 5 people on the same one with your info, and then click on the project.
I see. Great.
Thanks everyone.
And last question. Also, so if any of us wanted to be on any of those panels, we would use this form?
Yes, yeah, it's just a like self-nomination.
Ah, okay, yeah, formerly we would kind of just all like raise our hands and volunteer per panel, so I guess this is a better process, great.
Which if folks want to jump in, by all means, but we hope that this allows folks more time to think on it, if that's helpful, and it makes it a little bit more systemized for us to receive the information, yeah.
Especially because we have so many projects going out this spring.
Yeah, that's exciting. Cool. It means we'll always have agenda items. Okay, great. So, no questions. I guess we'll move into the free wall discussion, which we decided to and keep as an agenda item for a few meetings. If anyone has anything they'd like to bring to the table. I have a few things, but I'll open it up first if anyone wants to start the discussion.
Well, what I'm hoping is that this committee vote to approve this concept and authorize somebody either on the committee or in the Arts Foundation to work with the city toward establishing a free wall. And I just hope that we can endorse the concept without a concrete plan, because whatever plan we come up with, the city's going to change it anyway. So I think it's the concept that matters, not so much a specific plan. And the specific plan, it would just get modified and changed around anyway. So I'm hoping we can move forward with the concept.
I have a quick question that I probably should have asked a year ago, but does this concept include, or would it include paying artists for their work?
No, it would not. What we're proposing is essentially to legalize public art in at least one place. Currently, public art is a crime. It's a misdemeanor. It's vandalism. So you can't just go and make public art anywhere. So we're proposing that the city allow that at least one location. And no, it would not be paid. There would be no funds to pay artists to do that. I like to compare it to tennis. The city provides a lot of tennis courts for people to play tennis. And why does it do that? Well, because normal people, they can't afford to buy their own tennis court or sign up to the racquet club. And the city is not there to tell you what the rules are for tennis. It's not there to show you how to play. And if two pairs of people show up and they both want to use the court, the city is not there to resolve that conflict. And the same thing would happen with a free wall. It's just a place you can go to make public art. And it's free. And it's first come, first serve. I think tennis is great. I enjoy playing it, but I think the First Amendment is more important than tennis, personally. And I think the city should provide opportunities to the working class to exercise their free speech on public property somewhere.
That space that exists already, it's in the community, but the folks that can't afford, like you say. Mm-hmm. They don't ask for permission. And the city is contracted with the GPC, mm-hmm. and it's outside of other boundaries that they're not contracted with.
So you're talking about graffiti?
I'm talking about public art. And so
there's other places. Graffiti in the legal sense that the that it's vandalism or something.
But then it's not graffiti.
I'm sorry, I don't follow you. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I understand that too. Jim Gluck abstained from speaking about Michael Schwartz. When I first met Michael Schwartz, he actually told me that the artist needs to get paid. The artist needs to get paid for their concept, if they're working with other community members. Where they have to, because the lead artist has to carry the paint, store the paint, dispose of any of that, washing brushes and keeping track of those brushes, you name it, being under the shade, all of this stuff, you know, bringing water. And so he told me that about 15 years ago. And today that to be on the panel and discussing the difference between, you know, graffiti and public art and like, We're actually trying to get artists paid for their time, mm-hmm. For their work. And so to discuss a free wall is really hard. There's actually an example of it that happened. I think it was with a barbershop off of 4th Avenue in like 7th or something like this. And they had a hard time because a lot of communication doesn't happen. And mm-hmm. so the bigger part of this discussion, it should be that is communication. And the free wall discussion, I mean, I stepped away from that conversation because I actually offered, I gave Sadie Shaw, vice chairwoman, Sadie Shaw, a tour of some spaces and how we can actually work together. And I really did, I didn't get anything back. And so that part for me is difficult because, you're asking for permission, and when there's no need for permission, if you're doing it for free and you don't care what anybody has to say about it, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I like the fact that if professional artists get paid to make public art, I think that's great. In fact, we just voted to approve a project like that. I'm not trying to stop that from happening, but there's a lot of people who are not professional artists who simply want to make public art or graffiti or whatever you want to call it, they want a legal place to do that on public property. And it's nice when private property owners offer that to people, but that's not what I'm talking about.
There is a space that's off of Broadway, and she's a teacher. And she's, as a matter of fact, I think the last mural was about missing and indigenous women.
But that's private property.
Sadie has her hand up if you want to. She's been waiting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, are you finished, Mal?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, right on. Yeah, I mean, I think the point of the free wall is so that people can express themselves in any way, shape, or form. And for, you know, like Felix said, it could be any form of expression, whether it's, you know, more of a graph style or more of like a large scale mural, you know, that's kind of the nature of a free wall. And I think in my vision of it, it's for all of those expressions and also an avenue for people who might want to do larger scale works that are paid to have a space where they could build their portfolio. And, you know, I know that there are places like that one wall on Broadway that is a private wall, and I painted my mural on there for my campaign, luckily because I knew the property owner, but not everybody knows that property owner. And Mel, I know that, you know, you gave me a tour of some of your locations down in South Tucson, which were awesome. But, you know, I'm only one member of PACD and I don't have any power to like say that let's do this. It's like a committee thing. So I'm not sure if you think I dropped the ball on something, but we can discuss that if you're open to it. And so I think that, you know, if the city has a wall and they have many walls, like perhaps we can, if the committee is interested in endorsing that idea or concept, so that, you know, for those who don't have so many connections with property owners, you know, there is at least a venue for people to have a space. Because for me, looking for a wall and having to go through PACD for my Bronx Wall mural, it was a really long process, and I wouldn't have been able to do it had I not been had some people who kind of knew the process already.
I just want to interrupt. We have 5 minutes left designated for our meeting entirely for today. So we have a few agenda items, including Carly audience, that we might need a few minutes for. I don't know if anyone wants to make any last comments about the free wall discussion. It sounds like we got a little bit clipped because of our time today. So we could continue this to next month. I personally, when I was painting my mural this past month in South 12th Avenue, the Rose neighborhood, I had several, well, dudes stop and say, hey, you know, because I put an advertisement for my event where I had people from the neighborhood come and help me paint a mural. And they're like, oh, can we come and paint anything? And I was like, oh, no, you know, it's for, you have to like paint within sort of this thing that I'm making. And so there's just interest. I mean, they knew they weren't going to get paid, and these two different dudes were aerosol artists and clearly wanted a wall that they were sanctioned to do something on. And in my head, I was thinking about the free wall discussion, and I was like, well, that the need is out there. You know, the need is out there, I think, at least in South 12th Avenue. And the city does have a lot of walls, and I'm working with Tucson Water right now, and they have a ton of walls, you know, and that they already have to paint over constantly because of graffiti. So it's kind of like, you know, I think that they're, we should discuss maybe what we can recommend to the city, but I think it's still worthwhile. We'll just have to continue the conversation, I guess, later. Mm-hmm.
And if I may just make one more point, like, as you said, Alex, like when I was doing the mural too, there was a lot of people who wanted to paint in the Bronx Wash. And I was like, you know, no one's here to stop you, of course, but there's also a process if you're interested in, like, I guess it was a donation process, my mural in the Bronx Wash, but it had to be approved. And so like if the free wall ever does happen and it materializes, I don't think it's gonna negate any other forms of free art in the city, wherever they may take place, but it's just a safe spot for people to practice art without fear of state retribution.
Great. Janet, you had your hand up.
So if we are going to continue this discussion about the free wall the next time we get together, maybe we could at least say that where we want to take the discussion is whether or not members of this committee would support this. And maybe we should be thinking about that and then actually talk about that next, instead of wandering all over the place on this subject.
Yes, yeah, we haven't quite had enough time. So I just wanna honor our designated time slot to end our meeting. So yeah, I agree with you, Janet. That's where we're heading.
Okay.
In this public process within a committee.
So maybe we could put that in the notes for our next meeting that we want to, actually discuss if we're going to even support this, to talk about it again.
Yeah, and I can definitely add more time to it next time. Mm-hmm. We didn't get enough time. I only allotted 5 minutes. So we can add more minutes to make sure it has the space it needs so we can come out with something, an approval, a letter, Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. It's 4:29, so I'm going to move to the next item number 10, which was tactic committee responsibilities. I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to say on that. This might have been Felix's. Was that your agenda item that you added?
Because yes. It was. It's been renamed, but yes, it's the same thing I mentioned.
So we're at our time. Are people okay to go over a minute or two, 5 minutes, or should we table this agenda item for next week, which next month. My next agenda item is request additions for next month's agenda. So how would the committee like to go on that? Jim, sorry.
Well, I think the time is allotments are just estimated time for people to maybe plan by, but we're not bound by any time constraints. We could talk about this till midnight if we wanted. There's no legal constraint that you're having under Alexa, as far as I understand. Now, I'll let those who got the recent training from boards and commissions weigh in on this. I know there's been a separate group, a subcommittee talking about free wall issues, and I haven't participated in it, but I was hoping that they would come to the full committee with some concrete specific recommendations. And what happened to that? Issues got brought up today that I think are worthy of continued discussion. I would, like to continue to chew on that. But I don't think we need to take the full board membership to necessarily deal with that. But I'm also appreciate your respect of our time, Alexi. And so I'm going to be quiet and let however you want to move forward with this occur. So thank you for letting me express my perspective.
Yeah, we were told that the subcommittee either had to formalize itself or the agenda item had to come onto the full committee. So we opted in our last meeting to not formalize the subcommittee, but rather just to have the free wall as part of our regular agenda.
Thanks for clarifying, Felix. Mm-hmm. And as far as time goes, I think maybe Adriana was going to weigh in on that, but my understanding is that because this is a public meeting and we have a set amount of time, if someone from the public set aside that time and we run over, that's to me would be a violation. But Adriana, could you clarify?
Oh, thank you so much, Chair Jimenez. We did not get specific instructions in terms of what it means to go over in terms of time. However, I'm a people first type of person, and I really want to be respectful of your volunteer time that you're dedicating to these important matters. And also, you know, want to be mindful of the fact that you're also having a good moment in discussion. So, you know, Chair Jimenez and PACD members, you know, it's up to you how you want to proceed. But I do know that we have other agenda items. Thank you.
I guess I could, if you guys would like to, if your committee would like to extend some time, like another 5 minutes to add on to just like maybe finish the free wall discussion, someone could make, do we have to make a motion for that, Adriana? I'm not sure.
A motion for what? I'm sorry, I missed it.
To like, to keep the agenda item going longer, to make, to let the meeting run longer? Is it just a general nodding of heads, thumbs up?
Oh, no, you don't have to vote on it. Just the moment that people step away, if we dip into 10 members being present, then we have to close the meeting because there has to be 11 members present at all times, regardless of where we are in the process, it just stops. So if people have to go, they're free to go. We just need to have at least 11 voting PACD members present for there to be a meeting open.
Robert Clark, I have a question. Mm-hmm. If we're going to vote on a concept, shouldn't the concept be clearly defined so that we know exactly what we're going to be voting on?
Yes, I agree.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's why adding it to next month's agenda, and then we just start off with the concept and maybe edit it a bit so that at the end of the, you know, 7-10 minute conversation, we can vote on what we decide the concept is that we want to present. So that's, those are my thoughts to adding it to next month's agenda. And I know it keeps getting added like that. So I understand.
Madam Chair, may I just say something to that effect very quickly? Is that the reason that PACD committee members opted to have to go during the, to have the discussion for the free wall during the monthly discussion, during the monthly meetings, is because otherwise the subcommittee would then have to be open to the public as well, and the PACD members that are in that subcommittee would be responsible for all the legal action reports and agendas and ensuring that it was posted and open to the public.
Yeah, yes. Okay, well, I'm going to go forward with our agenda item unless someone disagrees. I am, my son's about to arrive home, so I can't quite extend the meeting very long past our time. Well, personally, but are there any additions for next month's agenda other than the free wall discussion, which we will be adding on?
So item, yeah. Agenda item number 10, we're going to skip it or delay it or
table. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, we didn't finish because we went backwards.
I'm happy just delaying it until next meeting. I'm in the chat. I'm pasting the issues that I would have raised if it hadn't been tabled. But I'm happy to table it until next time.
Okay. Yeah, we will add that to the move it to next month's agenda item then.
Okay.
Which is agenda item number 10. PACD committee responsibility. Any other additions to our agenda item? Jim, you raised your hand.
Oh, shoot. I had it on the tip of my head and then it disappeared. I'll send it to you separately. I just saw Felix's note, and since I'm on the WAMO board, and he mentioned the tool shed, the WAMO owns that building. It's not a city-owned building. The city owns the land it sits on, but they do not own that structure. That structure is WAMO's. And so what we choose to do with that building is not a part of public art purview, just as a clarification. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but that kind of got me laid on. I wanted to talk about another subject and now it slipped my mind. So, because that was a provocative question and thank you for asking it. But anyway, I'll forward it to Adriana and we can consider it for a future agenda. And it was a benign agenda item. So no one needs to worry about what I'm coming up with, so.
Cool. And I don't believe I don't know that we'll have any more, as many action items next month as we did this month. We had a backlog from waiting for quorum. Okay, so I guess I'll do a call to the audience now. If anyone from the audience, I believe we had one member, correct, in the audience wanted to say anything. Okay. Do I need to make a motion to adjourn?
No.
No. Okay. Well, then I guess we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for going past our scheduled time. I appreciate all the time you put in.